As you guys know, we have our partnership over with BetMGM. Folks over there have been great. And Tony Dunn's got a whole lot cooking right now. He's a commentator for the World Poker Tour TV show. Airs Sunday nights on the Fox Sports Regional Networks. And he's had quite a run into the television broadcast industry from taking his talents to the poker table. Now he's behind the microphone like all of us. Tony, what's happening, man? How you doing?
Good, JJ. Good to be here.
Tony, my pleasure. As a guy who was playing very competitively on the poker tour, describe to me the transition from being a guy who's playing in these tournaments and now you have made your move to the dark side, my friend. You're behind the microphone. Mm-hmm. How's that been for you?
Well, I would say it's been more addition than transition because the WPT very much encourages me to play our events, to play other major events in the poker world. And I've been able to find a balance between, you know, working, doing the commentary, being behind the mic, and still playing competitive poker, which is great for me because just doing one of those, you can kind of approach burnout sometimes, but being able to alternate keeps both of them very fresh.
Now, Tone, describe to me as a guy who is a hack at the poker table, and I love playing, you know, we get together with our friends those first couple of months after the lockdown. It was great to just have online poker, to have something to do, to have something to, you know, keep your interest and whatnot. Would you say from a strategy standpoint, your strategy has evolved from watching other players and now being of the mindset where, you know, you can critique strategies, this, that? Would you say it's changed at all or no?
Most definitely. It was because of other players and their influence, their contributions to the game, that I was able to level up during those years. And I've never really stopped. If anything, the last couple of years, I've recommitted myself to studying the game because I felt like I had fallen off a little bit. And I believe that if you're going to be in the booth doing commentary at people playing on the highest level, then you'd better be able to think and talk at the highest level.
For inexperienced poker players out there, for, you know, the guy or the gal who plays in like their weekly cash game or maybe plays in a weekly tournament, I know how complicated a game it can be, and you can run into some bad luck. Trust me, I've done it plenty of times over the years, and I'm sure you as a professional, you have seen it all. What would be the biggest piece of advice you'd give to a newbie poker player or kind of that amateur poker player?
I would say that it's a game of patterns and patience, where you observe the patterns in your opponents and you kind of learn the patterns of the types of hands you're supposed to play and how aggressive or how passive you're supposed to play them. And then patience comes into the fold because a lot of things go wrong during a poker session, during a poker tournament, and being able to stay patient, keep your emotional composition, look forward to the next hand or the next session is really important for making this successful.
Now, your background, as a guy who got into this professionally, and obviously your involvement with the World Poker Tour, how'd you get your start?
The audition for the World Poker Tour was pretty left field. I had just moved back to the United States. I met a guy who became my agent. He heard about the open casting call for my previous role with the WPT doing the Raw Deal segment. He said, yeah, I think you'd be a good fit. I want you to go try out. But it really wasn't something that I planned for or built towards at all. It just kind of, one of those opportunities that came up, I was right place, right time. And then once I landed with the WPT, I recognized what an amazing opportunity it was and did my best to evolve as a commentator.
Tony Dunn, check him out. The World Poker Tour TV show there Sunday nights on the Fox Sports Regional Networks. So as far as this event coming on, the WPT Online Borgata Series main event takes place this Sunday, September the 20th. Tony, what makes Sunday this big poker day?
You know, the best answer is that it's always been that way. Ever since I first started playing major tournaments online, it was always Sunday that had the highest amount of volume and action. I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that for a long time, poker was seen as this reprieve from people who had a 9-to-5 job. And so, you know, Saturdays, they normally wanted to be social, do things. But on Sunday, if they were going to be around the house watching sports, then firing up a couple of tables of poker was the perfect complement to that. And so the sites always built their schedules around Sundays.
Fair enough. So for somebody that hasn't played poker before, now I've played way too many games, but they like betting sports. They like watching sports. Why is poker a game that maybe at some point, Tone, they should go and give it a try?
Well, first of all, beating sports betting is very difficult. I mean, there's a lot of armchair quarterbacks out there that think they're killing it at sports betting, but if you looked at their numbers over a large enough sample, it would betray that idea. Whereas with poker, it is a game where if you're playing at the appropriate level or you put the appropriate amount of work in, you can very much be a winner over the long term. I mean, there's ways to win at sports, but it's crazy difficult. Whereas becoming a winning player at poker is much more accessible. And like I said, it complements the sports viewing experience really, really well. Like tonight, I'm going to stream for WPT with the WPT Online Borgata Series, and I'm going to have sports on in the background, and that's half of what I'll be talking about on the stream because those two cultures just fit together so well.
Now, I was told through the grapevine that you are a big-time sports fan and that you love the Green Bay Packers. Is that accurate, Tony?
That is 1,000% accurate.
So you must have been loving the fact that your Packers, first game of the year, sticking it to Kirk Cousins, sticking it to the Minnesota Vikings. And I have to be fair on this. Tony, I didn't love their offseason. I didn't love the fact that they took Jordan Love in the first round. But maybe we're going to get a ticked off, angry Aaron Rodgers over the first 16 games of the year.
I mean, JJ, I felt exactly the same. I shuddered at that draft. I didn't like that they gave up assets to move up and grab Jordan Love while they still have Aaron Rodgers on contract for another few years. I really didn't get the pick or a lot of what they did in that draft, and yet they came out the gate swinging and just obliterated the Vikings in Minnesota on week one. So off to a great start here, and I guess they know what they're doing and not me.
Now, do you have any hot take, predictions, any of that good stuff? That's what we do on this show all the time, Talon. And listen, I'm plenty wrong, so no pressure here. It's a very low bar. It's a very low standard. Is there one particular play, a season total, just an overall take on the league that you feel strongly about going into the year?
This is a little easier of a take after this Sunday, but it was one that I had even going into the season, which is I thought Arizona could be a surprise team.
Wow, you and I were on the same page with that one. We're both loving the Cardinals. I fired that over at 7.5. I love them this year. Love them.
They had a tremendous offseason, great draft. Isaiah Simmons was exactly the linebacker they needed to make their defensive scheme work, and they have a really savvy defensive coordinator and concepts going on there. Kyler Murray looks like the kind of quarterback that could really make the step. Of course, the addition of DeAndre Hopkins is huge to that offense, and they have plenty of running back talent to fill in behind David Johnson. So I really thought that was a team that might graduate to the next level, and again, it's kind of easy to say after they beat San Francisco in week one, but so far, so good.
All right, now, if there is a favorite NFL bet this year or over the years that you can remember still to this day, do you have one you'd like to share?
I do. A couple of years ago, I was around the Super Bowl, but didn't go to the game when it was in Atlanta. I believe that was the Rams-Patriots game. And one of the two bets that I had on the game was Julian Edelman for Super Bowl MVP at 35-1, and he hit on that. And that was one where when I really looked into the game and the offensive weapons that the Patriots had and the fact that they were favored in the game, I thought, well, Tom Brady is starting to regress. We're not seeing the stats that we used to from him. Gronk has clearly fallen off. They've got a running back by committee. The guy who looks to get an absolute ton of touches and opportunity is Julian Edelman. 35-1 seems too high to me, and he came through.
That's a beautiful thing. Now, Tony, I appreciate the time and the perspective. And for anybody who's looking to get involved with the WPT Online Borgata Series main event, powered by Party Poker, what can you tell them? How can they get in the mix?
Well, the good news is that everybody is eligible so long as you are physically in New Jersey. It is, frustrating for American players at times to say, hey, we don't have the option to play real money poker in our state, in our jurisdiction. But the good news is that if you are in New Jersey, it doesn't matter what state you're from, or even if you're American, you are eligible to play on the site. So, come on down and see me here at the Borgata. I'll be here streaming, hanging out, playing, and everybody is welcome.
Tony, I appreciate the time and the perspective. This was a ton of fun. Continued success, and who knows? Now I may have to link up at some point if I ever need to, send over my poker strategies. You might be able to critique them for me, all right?
Anytime, JJ. Go Packers, go Cardinals.
There you have it. Good stuff there from Tony Dunsover at the WPT. Really enjoyable stuff there.